The person holding a family together can become almost invisible. In military life, caregivers often carry appointments, household decisions, children's needs, changing roles, and the uncertainty of what comes next, all while telling others, "We're fine."
And that is where a chaplain can notice without assuming. We do not diagnose the caregiver or treat what may be happening. We listen, ask grounded questions, identify pressure points, and connect the family with the right support.
CRN's six holistic dimensions give us a practical way to see the whole person: physical, emotional, cognitive, behavioral, relational, and spiritual. These dimensions overlap. Strain in one area can affect every other area.
So what might that sound like in the field? Not a checklist delivered across a desk, but a conversation. Are you getting enough food and rest? What feelings are hardest to carry? Is it difficult to focus or make decisions? What routines have changed? Who can you call? What is sustaining your sense of meaning or faith?
Those questions help make the caregiver visible. They also reveal strengths. A family may have a trusted neighbor, a faith community, a reliable routine, or a unit connection they have not considered part of their support network.
Picture a military spouse caring for a service member recovering from a serious injury. The spouse manages medications, transportation, school schedules, and communication with relatives. During a chaplain visit, the spouse mentions missing meals, sleeping poorly, withdrawing from friends, and feeling guilty about needing a break.
The chaplain does not label those experiences. Instead, the chaplain acknowledges the load, asks what feels most urgent, and helps prioritize the next step. That might include a warm referral to the medical team, a counselor, respite resources, family readiness support, or emergency services if safety is at risk.
A warm referral matters. Rather than handing over a phone number, the chaplain can explain the resource, ask permission to help make contact, and follow up. That reduces friction for someone who may already be carrying too many decisions.
Relational care also means avoiding the message that the caregiver simply needs to become more resilient. Sometimes the family needs practical relief, clearer communication, shared responsibility, and permission to receive care.
Chaplains can help families name who is doing what, where expectations are unclear, and which conversations need support. They can also preserve appropriate confidentiality while coordinating within their role and local procedures.
If you are the caregiver, asking for help does not mean you are failing the person you love. It means your well-being belongs in the care plan too.
And for chaplains and practitioners, the takeaway is simple. Notice the carrier. Assess the whole picture through the six dimensions. Stay within scope and make the next connection easier. Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains, equips this kind of practical relational care.